Welcome back to Issues Etc. Time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We just go through the blogs as many as we have time to read, and we find those that have the widgets, the Issues Etc. widget, which can be found at our website, issuesetc.org. If yours has one, by the way, email us at talkback@issuesetc.org and let us know that you have placed one of the Issues Etc. widgets there, which qualifies it to be under consideration for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. It's under the promotions page, issuesetc.org. Click promote, and you'll find the widget there. Post it at your blog and let us know. We'll read it, and then we every week pick our picks for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff has his. I have mine. We do not consult one another until this very moment. It's almost like some sort of psychic connection, and we just hope that we haven't chosen the same blog for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff, what's your Blog of the Week this week?
Well, mine is Pastor Bill Swirla's blog. It's got him in scuba gear in the ocean, and it simply says, "I'll surface when I hit NDL on the tables." NDL stands for no decompression limit or run out of air, whichever comes first. The nice thing about being underwater is that cell phones don't work, and the Synod can't find you. So Pastor Bill Swirla is the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, my pick.
You know, that kind of ties into the whole baptism thing. When you're underwater, the forces of evil can't locate you. Good. I like that. Mine actually comes from someone I'd never seen before on the blogosphere. And the blog is actually called Simul Justus et Peccator, which is a Latin phrase for, at the same time, justified and sinner. The actual address we'll post at our website a little bit later today so you can see it yourself. It's from August 6th. And it's simply titled Quote of the Day. Let me read some of these quotes that come from CFW author. "Oh, therefore, let us never listen to those who praise and extol the conflict of the Reformation for the pure gospel, but want to know nothing of a similar conflict in our days. God's command, contend for the faith, applies to all times, also to ours. Let also our hearts be kindled by the fiery zeal with which Luther and his faithful helpers fought. Let us not, like a coward, surrender without a fight. When they in hot conflict and with word writing blood and tears gained by conflict, but faithfully preserve it and courageously defend it against all assaults until death. Let us consider no truth revealed for salvation as insignificant and agree to its falsification. For here applies, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." And then finally, from this blog, quote of the day, "Granted that our name remains covered with disgrace before men until judgment day because of our struggle for the pure doctrine in our church, nevertheless, if we remain faithful in the struggle as truly as God is righteous and true, for the sake of Christ's judgment day will be the day of our crowning and our entire eternity a festival of eternal victory and peace. Contend for the faith." That's from Walther. He was writing Reformation Day, 1876. It's Simul Justus et Peccator. We'll post a link to both of these blogs of the week, my pick and Jeff's week, at our website a little later today.